English had the better of that. Comes to Treloris. Handball's crossed it up to Newcomb. Sharp hands to Lloyd Meek. They got the handball out to Moore. Is out a bit of space now. Moore can survey further up the ground. He kicks it deep inside the 50. Sicily!
That's
why they did it.
We've been asking the question for the whole quarter.
Well, a goal and they can't lose. A point and they can. So if he kicks a goal here, it's all over. So
hasn't kicked one this year. Hasn't had any shots, I wouldn't have thought, for quite some time.
Well, that's well done by Sam Mitchell, because they wanted him to play on Jones, but they made the swap over themselves, the Bullies. He would have probably been better covered.
Pressure on the captain. He snaps. Oh. He steps up and kicks it. James Sicily has gone forward. And he may have just kicked the match winner. Hawthorn to 14-13-97. Western Bulldogs 13-7-85. At the 29.5-minute mark of the final quarter, Tyre Power scoreboard.
But, Joe, that's why we're sitting up here.
I know, but you know what? He went. He's trying to stay deep to keep Jones back.
Yeah.
So then, in the end, Beveridge had to make the decision. Okay, well,
or Jones makes it, yeah.
Or Jones. Yeah. I want to get up there and intercept. And Karmas goes back to him, and it was a better matchup for Sicily.
Yeah. That was winning poker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He held
his hand, didn't blink.
Yeah. Yep, and the moment came. And he waited until the 30-minute mark last quarter. There is still time. This is going to go close to 35 minutes.
You think it could only be a draw or a win?
Oh, they could score three times, Richo.
Yeah, they could, maybe.
At the bounce of the footy, it is swept, I think, by English to the defensive side. Liberatore couldn't find the handle. Nash in there. Oh. Boy, he's been a competitor in this last half of the game, but particularly in the last quarter.
Liver's down again.
And he gets a free kick here for
he's
a kick in danger.
Liver got a kick. He got a kick in the head.
He's been split right open.
So he was damaged by the kick in danger, I reckon, which gave Nash.
It's in his forehead.
Free kick. He goes backwards to Day, forward to Newcomb. And Newcomb really rising as Liberatore writhes on the ground. Short kick. Fumbled by the Hawks. Bramble's got it. Gives to Norton. He gives to Richards. Door open. Runs forward. Kicks badly into the 50. Race for the footy. At ground level, Harms has got it. He wheels. He goes away from goal to Bramble, who kicked into a smother, then knocked at the Bulldogs' way. Taken by Gallagher. Ran into a Hawthorn sandwich. Taken to ground. There'll be a ball up. 45 out from the Bulldogs' goal, with Liberatore on wobbly legs and blood streaming from his face, being helped from the ground.
He's going to wall the hood at the moment.
Yeah, he got a kick in the head with an errant foot, so, yeah, splitting.
Bontempelli centering kick to Williams, takes the mark, got to go now. Bailey Williams kicks the goal from 45. There is still time. Doggies going to 14-7-91. Hawthorn 14-13-97. We're almost at the 32-minute mark.
I tell you what, they've lost their best extractor, though. Liver's not on the ground. So this is a massive centre bounce.
Oh, he wouldn't come back now. They wouldn't have time to stitch him up.
No. So who's going to go in there? So you've got English, Treloar.
The Bond.
And is that Eddie Richards going to...
Yeah, he's been in there before. Yeah. Treloar's been fantastic too today, so... Is there...
McRae's on the bench.
Another sting in the tail?
Well, there is time. There's a goal in it.
Plenty
the Dogs
time.
Need to score twice. We won't give you the countdown clock, but there is time. Back in the middle, Meek and English. English having a big last quarter. This one falls near Day. Paddles. He can't collect. Picked up by Meek. Taken down by Bontempelli. There'll be a ball up.
Even numbers across the ground. So no number back. Now they're getting Day back. Day's going back loose.
They're
going to go with him and man up. That's good.
Still on the centre line. Ruckman Sheriff. Bontempelli to Richards. Swinging kick to the 50 for the Bulldogs. Hugelhagen juggled it.
He's got a free kick.
He was held. The man on the mark is 46 metres out. Jamari Hugelhagen lines up to level the scores.
There was nothing in that. I don't think that was a free kick. You wait till you see the replay.
Comes in. A behind would be handy. A goal would be better.
He hasn't got either.
He's hit the behind post on the full. It's Hawthorn's footy. in the last line of defence, and they still lead by 6 points.
And it's Amon with the Sharon in his hands. He's going to go down the line on the City side. Pack of players swiped over the boundary line, and we will have a throw-in just outside the 50 for the Dogs. 6 point margin in favour of Hawthorn. Not long to go. That's at the Dogs' end of the ground. It'll be English and Lloyd Meek to tangle again in the ruck. It's been a great battle all day. English got the better of it. Comes to the bond. He's surrounded. Trying to break through. Connor McDonald ball up as they all jump on top. In fact, Newcomb was in there trying to bulldoze his way through but couldn't get far enough. The umpire will ball it up. 70 out from the Western Bulldog goal.
We've had 2 6-point games in the round so far, and we've got a 6-point margin here right now. Hawthorn's ball. Nash got it to Sicily, to McGuinness, who kicks them into the front half.
Well,
not
done,
much
Watson.
There. Watson made a spoil, but the Bulldogs have 2-on-1.
Well done.
Watson tackled Jones, prized the ball free for Moore, who got a kick to Connor McDonald. He's corralled. He swings it to a 1-on-1 in front of Hawthorn's goal. It lands untouched. Newcomb arrives. Hand pass over the top. Morrison has it. Takes it away from Jonathan. He's buried in a tackle.
No, it wasn't.
He ducked his head.
Ball up 30 metres out in front of Hawthorn's goal.
He knew he was going to be tackled and ducked and went down. That should have been holding the ball.
We're in the last minute. Hawthorn still lead by 6 points.
He just took the contact. There's the ball up. Comes to Garcia. Ginnivan, can he be the hero? And they jump on top of him. We're going to have a ball up, but it's at the right end of the ground. If you're a Hawthorn fan, they lead by 6. And the time is a major issue for the Western Bulldogs. Ball up. Comes to Graham. Bramble trying to get a handle on it. Watson tackled. Umpire will come in and ball it up again. And the time continues to tick away. Hawthorn have got it deep in their forward line. And the umpire will throw it up in the air again. Comes to ground to Johannesson. Can't clear it. And again, we're going to have a tangle and a ball up. And it's 25, 30 metres out from the Hawthorn goal. Umpire throws it up. Comes to Newcomb. Newcomb gets free. Handball to Sicily. Packs it forward. Disrupted by Treloar. It tumbles through for a rush. Siren sounds and the Hawks have done it. They've chalked up their second win of the season. And it's a big one over the Doggies. 14-14-98. Dogs 14-7-91.